Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on October 7th, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
Please welcome the Pulitzer Prize-winning War Stories columnist for Slate Magazine, Fred Kaplan. You're over there. And our special guest, Sadi Yassef.
C'est pour ça que j'ai dit il faut qu'on cesse. Et puis, j'ai tenu à vous remercier infiniment.
I wanted to give you my most infinite thanks.
D'être venu, surtout que le film a été tourné il y a 50 années en arrière. C'est son anniversaire.
For coming tonight to see a film that was made 50 years ago. This is its anniversary.
Je ne sais plus où mettre. Je n'ai plus de parole à vous dire.
I'm really speechless.
En vous remerciant de tout mon cœur d'être venu et d'apprécier ce film.
I thank you with all my heart.
Je viens de le constater, mais j'ai une parole tout simplement à ajouter. Si je prie les humains de cet univers de faire un long travail pour accéder à la paix dans le monde. Nous avons besoin d'une paix dans le monde et je conjure et je demande, je supplie ceux qui fabriquent des armes de ne plus les livrer à ceux qui ne savent pas les utiliser.
I think what I would like to say to you, really, and this is from the bottom of my heart, is that I think all of us human beings, those of you who are present here, have a long work ahead of us, but we really have to work very, very hard in order to achieve peace, because it's something that we need. We need peace in the world. And I ask you, I beg of you, especially the powers that are able to produce arms, to stop producing them so that they're no longer available to those who don't know how to use them.
Tout le monde, les grandes nations, si on veut, parlent de paix. Tout le monde parle de paix. Il faut une paix. Mais parallèlement à cela, on est en train de construire des explosifs pour que les autres utilisent.
Everyone speaks about peace.
There's. I must learn English
for next time, for the 60th anniversary. I really know that at present everybody speaks of peace, but parallel to everybody speaking about peace, explosives are being manufactured.
Parce que on est devenu le loup qui mange le loup, selon ce qu'avait dit Socrate à un moment donné.
And donc, we've become what Socrates called the wolf eating the wolf.
Et je prie Dieu, comme nous tous, c'est comme un nuage noir qui traverse la planète et il y a un proverbe français qui dit « Après la pluie, le beau temps ». Et je suis convaincu qu'il y aura la paix. Elle existera parce qu'ils sont obligés de ne pas construire des bombes qui sont un peu partout. Les gens vont se rabattre sur vous. Ils vont comprendre. C'est sûrement que les gens vont comprendre qu'il faut une paix pour ce monde. On s'entretue. Ce n'est pas juste. Bon, je ne vais pas vous faire un cours de paix, mais je vous remercie infiniment de vous être déplacé. Et c'est votre chaleur, c'est un baume au cœur que je reçois. Et je vais essayer de faire un autre film, une suite de ce film. Mais le titre sera « Tu ne tueras point. You not kill everybody. » I have scenarios for that.
I think that, you know, I'm talking to you about peace. I'm not going to give you a whole course in peace, but I think that it's really important, and I really pray to God that, you know, this issue is continuing to be brought to the present, because it's a black cloud that hangs over us, all of civilization right now. And, you know, one of the things that there's an expression in French that says, good weather always follows the rain. So if it's raining now as the equivalent of a situation in which there's no peace, hopefully there'll be a situation where peace will exist, because it's very important. We have to understand that this is something that needs to be. We have to stop killing each other. And I just would like you all to, I just would like to thank you all again, because the warmth that I feel from you has really touched me right to my heart.
Thank you. Et je suis à la moitié de l'écriture de ce scénario où tu ne tueras point, où je vais accuser même moi-même et accuser cette génération maudite qui avait au départ construit des choses comme les Chinois l'ont construit et qui sont allés faire des explosifs. Et comme dira Socrate, le loup est en train de manger le loup. Maintenant, on va mettre en relation la brebis et le loup. Voilà un peu partout.
I'm glad that you all came in and appreciated this film, and I'm hoping to make a sequel to this film. But the sequel to this film will be called You'll Stop Killing. Thou shalt not kill, like it says in the Ten Commandments. And I think this is very important, and I already have a screenwriter working on it. And so I think that with a film like that, we can move from the idea of the wolf eating the wolf to the wolf and the lamb resting together.
Okay. Thank you very much.
There are some questions.
A question. See, we have somebody one.
You see.
Right there.
You see.
We want to thank our... Oui. Normally, the interpreter is not acknowledged, but we want to thank Ellen Sauchek, who's really terrific, for coming tonight.
So, one thing that's frequently been noted of this film is how realistic it is. I don't think I saw the opening credit, which I usually see of this print, which says there was no documentary footage in this film whatsoever. You helped Pontecorvo make the script more authentic. You took him places where actual events took place. I'm just wondering, is there anything in the film that you look at now and say, well, no, this part wasn't quite right, or was it at least within the boundaries of dramatics, a very accurate portrait of everything that happened?
À la fin du film, je n'y croyais pas du tout, et je peux vous confirmer, Dieu est témoin, qu'il n'y a pas eu. Je recommence. Je peux vous garantir et vous dire que dans le film, il n'y a pas un centimètre de pellicule étrangère au film. Tout a été refait tout simplement avec des gens qu'on a recrutés et qui nous ont servi d'acteurs, dont moi-même, on m'a obligé de jouer dans le film. Pontecorvo, qui est un homme génie de la photographie, avec son ami Solinas, qui est un scénariste, je les ai payés pour me céder les droits d'auteur, d'une part. Eh ben, ces gens-là, ils sont morts, mais il y en a d'autres avec lesquels je vais faire le nouveau film dont j'ai parlé tout à l'heure. Et je ne veux pas m'apesantir. Vous êtes resté 2 heures à voir le film. Et je vous dis que je vous garantis qu'il y aura un autre film qui vous plaira davantage, parce qu'il n'y aura pas de morts dans ce film.
I think in this film, when you see it, there's not one centimeter of film that came from outside of the film. All of what you see in the film was recreated for the purposes of the film, which is ultimately a fictional film. It's not a documentary. And in order to get people to be in the film, we recruited people that we knew. I myself was recruited by Pontecorvo to star in the film, to be in the film. And I think that it was Pontecorvo who was really a genius as far as photography is concerned, and also Salinas, who was the scriptwriter. They really were the right people to do it, and I had paid them for the rights to the film, and I think that they did, you know, an excellent job. And everything that you see in the film is recreated. There's nothing that's real in that sense.
Pontecorvo, c'est un génie.
And Pontecorvo was a genius, and I hope that this kind of, and a great director.
Il avait déjà fait un film sur Capo, qui a eu le Lion d'Or, et d'autres films, Silvano Giuliano, il a fait plusieurs films, ainsi que son ami Solinas, qui a écrit avec mon aide, évidemment c'est moi qui ai vécu la guerre, j'étais le responsable de la ville d'Alger, et donc on s'est mis fraternellement, et c'est comme ça que le film.
I think that Pontecorvo was a genius, and when he was making this film, one of the reasons why I chose him was because he had already a good record. He had made Capo, he had done a Salvatore Giuliano, a Capo won the prize in Venice, and he just was the right person for the film.
What is the film La Bataille d'Alger, toutes les recettes à l'avenir seront versés à des aveugles ou dans n'importe quelle société dont elle aura besoin, parce que moi-même, je n'ai pas besoin d'argent.
And in the future, all of the profits that come from the film are just going to be donated to charity because I no longer, I have enough money, I don't need it.
So the question, the film is brilliant at capturing complexities of terrorism, counterterrorism, but I think now it makes people even more uncomfortable. You know, people watching this film today from New York or Europe, some of these scenes they can't help but think of Paris, of Orlando. Clearly, the FLN is not ISIS. The issues are completely different. But I'm wondering, you know, Jaffa, what do you mean, boo? Jaffa was a character based on yourself. You have said in interviews that, you know, you placed bombs in people's hands to go up and blow up things. And what I'm wondering is, do you look back on this? Do you have any regrets? Was this the only way that this war for independence could have been won, do you think?
Compris, font des relations avec nous. Nous n'avons jamais été des terroristes. C'était une population qui voulait faire un retour sur soi-même pour être indépendant, parce que les Français nous ont colonisés pendant un siècle et quelques. Et nous les avons combattus avec tous les moyens qu'on pouvait, à une nation qui est la troisième nation du monde au point de vue force, et nous ne sommes pas des terroristes. C'est absolument pas des terroristes, mais les Français, je vous le dis parce que j'ai écrit plusieurs tomes maintenant et je suis en train d'écrire aussi, les Français nous accusent d'avoir fait des bombes, etc. J'ai rassemblé 35 bombes qui ont explosé par les Européens qui vivaient en Algérie avant la première bombe du FLN. C'est eux qui nous ont appris à fabriquer des bombes et on les a utilisées. Donc, c'était le seul moyen. Ce n'est pas une guerre contre deux ennemis avec les mêmes armes, mais là, avec les moyens de bord, etc., et la volonté des Algériens de l'époque qui voulaient être libres réellement et se sacrifier. C'est la raison pour laquelle on a... une autre salle que celle-ci, un professeur qui était dans la salle m'a dit que De Gaulle, le général De Gaulle, c'est lui qui vous a donné l'indépendance. D'où j'ai répondu que De Gaulle a dit ça. S'il avait gagné la guerre, il ne serait jamais sorti d'Algérie. Et comme on les a sortis d'Algérie, c'est nous qui avons gagné la guerre. Ça résume en deux mots. Et ce qui me tient à cœur, c'est que Dieu me donne longue vie, parce que j'ai 88 ans maintenant, donc je suis près de la mort. Je vais essayer de faire quelque chose pour cette paix. Il n'y aura plus de Nagasaki, ni Hiroshima, ni rien du tout, rien. Et d'un autre côté, le monde entier demande la paix. Et d'un autre côté, vous vendez des armes pour vous... pour vous tuer avec. Bon, je m'excuse, je crois que je me suis trop appesanti pour essayer. Il y a pas mal de choses que je veux. Alors, j'ai écrit un livre, Tu ne tueras point, la paix dans le monde. Alors, je crois que ça va faire encore un autre grand succès, mais humain.
I think it's important for me to note that we were never terrorists, because in Algeria, the situation in Algeria was that... Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay. Nous avons subi 10 années de terrorisme.
We were never terrorists ourselves. We were a people who were trying to return to who we were. We were a people who were under French colonization for 132 years. And at this time... We fought them, and we fought them in order, and at that time, they were the third strongest power in the world. And we fought them, but we didn't fight them the way you would fight a war with two parties of equal side, on equal sides, with equally armed. We faced them with small weapons, and they were the ones with the big weapons. And it's very important to note that I counted 37 bombs that were exploded by the colonizers before we exploded one of ours. So for a 10-year period, we were really the victims of the terrorism of the colonizers. And so it's important to note that it wasn't an equal battle, but we weren't terrorists. What we were fighting for was so that we could be free. And I think that... It's important to note that, you know, this freedom, I've lived a long life now. I'm 88 years old, and I still have a lot to say. And one of the things that I feel very strongly about, as you've probably noticed, is that peace is important, and peace can't be accomplished as long as weapons and arms are being built or being constructed and fall into the hands of people who shouldn't and don't know how to use them. So this is what my I've been writing about, and this is something that I want certainly to talk about in the future and make something that you will appreciate even more than the film that you saw today.
Et je demande pardon à tous ceux que j'ai fait du mal.
And I also ask pardon from everyone that I harmed.
C'est tout ce que je peux leur dire.
You know that when
j'ai fait beaucoup de mal, c'était la guerre. Mais actuellement, je demande pardon à tous ceux qui ont été, enfin qui ont subi du mal ou autre chose.
I ask pardon. I ask forgiveness from anyone that I harmed.
You know, when this movie came out in 1966, I mean, the influence has had a very checkered history. As you know, through the late 60s and 70s, the Red Brigades, the Baader-Meinhof gang, certain factions of the Weather Underground, the Black Panthers, they showed this film as a textbook on urban warfare. During the counterinsurgency in the early Iraq War, people in the Pentagon watched this film for instruction on what to do, although I'm not quite sure what lessons they learned. Do you think that these kinds of lessons that were drawn were miswrought? Did they completely misunderstand? Were they trying to apply what happened in Algiers to their own situations? And was that, they completely misunderstood that the differences between them? Did it make you feel angry that people were using this for...
C'est exact what you say. Because with the Battle of Algiers, the Algerian il a vécu 10 years contre le terrorisme. Et ils ont utilisé les astuces de la bataille d'Algiers. Ça, je reconnais. Et c'est une peut-être une faute, mais moi, j'ai raconté ce qui nous est arrivé, mais ils ont utilisé les méthodes de la bataille d'Algiers. Mais on les a quand même. Et c'est ce que le monde va faire pour les détruire, ça, parce qu'ils ne tiendront jamais. Il y a un proverbe français qui dit « Après la pluie, le beau temps ». Ça, c'est un proverbe français. Il y a un grand nuage qui est en train de rouler. Il y a des événements partout, des inondations, des tout ce qui se passe en Algérie, mais il est en train d'aller quelque part. Et le proverbe français dirait « Après la pluie, le beau temps ». Il faut espérer, mesdames et messieurs, qu'il y aura une paix. Parce que, comme disait Socrate, le loup mange le loup. Nous ne sommes pas des loups. Nous sommes des êtres humains.
What you said is actually correct. And during those 10 years of what in effect was a kind of counterterrorism against us, they actually used some of the techniques and the methods that we had used. So yes, you're right that many, many groups tried to use the film for purposes that were not ours or when we were making it. But I think what it also shows is that ultimately after those 10 years, you know, we came out of it. We triumphed over it. And I think that, you know, according to the French proverb that after the rain comes the beautiful weather, well, I think that this is something that we have to all think about and think about having it happen. Because what's happening is that right now we have this huge black cloud over us, and in Algeria, certainly. But now in Algeria, we're emerging from that. And so, you know, I've spoken a lot about peace, but the whole idea of, you know, the wolf eating the wolf, well, you know, we're not wolves, we're human beings, and so we need to behave differently. But we've become wolves.
Since this is Film Forum and not the Aspen Institute, I thought I'd ask a couple questions about the film. I've heard, for example, when you went looking for directors, that you also asked Visconti and Rossi, as well as Pontecorvo, if they wanted to direct this, were they willing to, or did they say no?
J'ai entendu parler que quand vous avez voulu faire le film, vous avez.
It would have been a very different film.
Avec Visconti, avec Rossi, est-ce qu'ils étaient intéressés par le film?
Non. Visconti, il a fait L'étrangère d'Albert Camus.
Yes, Visconti made Camus The Stranger.
J'étais associé à De Laurentiis.
I was associated with De Laurentiis.
Qui a fait Le Gorille, etc., qui a fait tout le monde. Mais je n'ai reçu aucune... J'ai eu affaire uniquement à Pontecorvo et à Solinas.
But I didn't really do
que
this.
J'ai payé d'abord pour avoir les droits d'auteur que...
I didn't really do business with them.
J'ai mis à la disposition de ma fille pour les œuvres sociales.
And I really did business only directly with Pontecorvo and Salinas after. And in fact, I paid them for the rights. And whatever money I earned, I turned it over to my daughter, and we were distributing it for charitable causes.
L'étranger d'Albert Camus and Western spaghetti.
He also made some spaghetti westerns. Worked on some. Produced some. As a producer.
Bruce, is there time for one more question?
Okay. C'est-à-dire que j'ai profiter de la vie, j'ai voulu avaler la vie parce que j'ai été condamné à mort à trois reprises. Trois reprises, j'attendais comme tu. Et Dieu n'a pas voulu. Et je suis vivant et j'ai juré de ne faire que du bien. Ça.
I did a lot of things, and it was because I had a real taste for life. And partly because, you know, I was condemned to death three times. And so because of that, I wasn't executed. And thank God I'm still here, and I was able to profit from it. So because of that, what I've wanted to do is I've tried to do good.
That always puzzles me when I've seen this film, and I've seen it many times, at the very end, when it says, and then, for some reason that was unknown, suddenly they came out from the mountains, and as if it's, now, please answer this kind of briefly, because I know whole books have been written about this, but what really happened after the crackdown that caused the forces to reemerge? Was it something spontaneous from the mountains? Was it the protests coming from mainland France about the techniques? Or what was it? Or is it? Or is it something that we don't really know exactly what happened?
Le monde qu'il y avait manifestations de la fin de la guerre, j'ai imité un peu Cecil B. DeMille parce qu'il a utilisé beaucoup de gens et j'étais amoureux de cet homme-là qui a fait.
At the end of the film, in the demonstration at the end, I really used lots and lots of people because I really loved Cecil B. DeMille and I wanted to imitate him when I was doing it.
et j'ai rassemblé plus de 3000 personnes pour crier et demander l'indépendance.
And so
c'est comme ça que De Gaulle.
I was able to recruit about 3,000 people to come in the end and to demonstrate for independence and to say, you know, we want independence now.
Et maintenant, j'ai assisté à une conférence comme ça. Il y avait beaucoup de gens. Il y avait un professeur parmi la foule qui m'a dit, si vous aviez eu votre indépendance, c'est grâce au général De Gaulle.
And I was attending a conference not too long ago in about a size auditorium like this, and there was a professor who said to me, if you achieved independence, it's thanks to General De Gaulle.
D'où j'ai répondu à ce professeur, parce qu'il était professeur.
So I responded to this professor, who was a professor.
En deux mots, j'ai dit, vous êtes étalé, mais moi, en deux mots. Si la France avait gagné la guerre, elle ne se serait jamais quitté l'Algérie. Mais puisque tous les soldats, tous les autres ont parti d'Algérie, c'est nous qui avons gagné la guerre.
And I told them in just a few words, all right, if France won the war, then you would still be here. And the fact that France left very quickly, everyone, soldiers, civilians, everyone, as fast as they could, is an indication that it was we who won the war.
J'aurais utilisé ma fille.
This beautiful woman is Saadi's daughter, Zafira. Giving him stage directions.
She speaks very good English. Because
you want to say something? Zafira, one.
Five children. I give my children in Los Angeles for learn English. Me five speak English.
Three girls and two boys. We want to thank Fred Kaplan, Ellen, our wonderful translator, Zafira for taking pictures, and Saadi Yassef.
S'il vous plaît, s'il y a quelqu'un qui veut poser une question, qui le travaille ou
pas de temps. We have 100 people outside.
I kiss you, everybody. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.